Hi, I'm Bonnie. Welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's virtual church service. We're glad you're joining us for worship today. When I first came to New Covenant 39 years ago, I was especially attracted by two things: New Covenant's commitment to social justice, and by the way the congregation actively participated in worship by raising their hands, clapping, dancing, and kneeling. At the churches that I'd previously attended, I'd come to feel very passive in the worship service. The readers read, the pastor taught, the choir sang, and I sat still and listened. When I expressed some shyness about raising my hands to worship, a New Covenant pastor at the time, Marty Shupak, explained to me that a sacrament is a physical act in which God is present in a special, deeply felt way. And indeed, as I tried these more physical ways of worshiping, I did experience God's presence in a new way. And I think I could safely add that those who actively engage in social justice work also experience those actions as a sacrament as well. Our opening scripture reading this morning is from Luke 7, 31 to 35. These are the final remarks that Jesus makes to a crowd of people who are listening to him speak about John the Baptist after John's disciples had come to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" So Jesus says, "To what then shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? Well, they're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say, "He has a demon." The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, "Look at him, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Yet wisdom is justified by all her children.